To Ohio now, where a man is expected to be arraigned today after threatening a Jewish community center in Youngstown. 20-year-old James Reardon Jr. was arrested over the weekend after police raided his home and found a cache of weapons and ammunition. Two other men in Florida and Connecticut were also arrested after suspicions they were intent on carrying out mass shootings. Sean Barron has been covering the arrest of James Reardon Jr. for the Youngstown Vindicator in Ohio. And Sean, James Reardon Jr. faces charges of menacing and harassing. His threats were discovered on Instagram. What can you tell us about those alleged threats, and what's the latest?
Well, he actually posted the video, from what I understand, about a month ago, on July 11th, to be specific. And the video purportedly shows him shooting what looks like an assault rifle, and it's accompanied by the sounds of people screaming and sirens and, you know, the kinds of things you expect with such mayhem in the background. And from what I understand, he was not charged for that. You know, the First Amendment protects even hate speech, but the police got involved and it piqued their interest when they read the caption that he allegedly had posted beneath the video.
Yeah, and what did that caption say? Yeah.
Well, to paraphrase it, he essentially said that the police, you know, refers to the police as in the past tense of responding to a shooting at our Jewish community center. So it's very clear that it's a threat directed at the JJC, or JCC, I'm sorry. You know, in this day and age of mass shootings, the authorities took it very, very seriously and didn't want to obviously wait until he acted before they responded. So they took a very proactive stance and saw that it was a credible threat. This was a targeted, specific threat from what I saw.
So police went to his home. They found an arsenal of firearms and combat gear in his home. He was taken into custody. What else do we know about Reardon and his background?
Well, from what I understand, I read this morning a report from one of my colleagues at the Vindicator. It was never published because the paper, you know, felt that they didn't want to publish his views to give him sort of an added platform, if you will. So my colleague had met with him on several occasions, the first being, I think, in 2015, when Donald Trump was a candidate. And apparently Reardon expressed strong support for Trump as a candidate. And then 2 years later, we come to learn that Reardon was at the alt-right rally in 2017 in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Your publication was very much aware of him. They knew about him.
Yes. He had been present, at several rallies, I guess, the most notable one, of course, being in Charlottesville. And the police are now calling him an avowed white supremacist. So apparently he also had white nationalist materials in his home when they raided it a few days ago. They had, you know, the assault rifles, gas mask, and I guess things that pertain to white nationalism. As far as the police were concerned, they prevented potential disaster, perhaps. He could have been close to acting on it. Fortunately, we won't find out.
So there are three major synagogues in Youngstown in the area. How have they responded to this?
Well, my report quoted one of the Jewish Community Center's officials as saying that he was very pleased, obviously, that law enforcement took it as seriously as they did and also acted as quickly as they had. And I guess from what I understand, there were plans to beef up security, I think temporarily, at the JCC and also at the three area synagogues, major synagogues, and, you know, just so that obviously that they'd be safer and would be much less likely that anyone would do anything there as well. And from what I understand, Mr. Reardon is in our county jail, and he's being held on $250,000 bond. So obviously the judge took it very seriously as well.
Sean Barron is with the Vindicator in Youngstown, Ohio. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.